It's beginning to rain, 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 hear the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky, it's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. It's wonderful being with you again. This is Pastor Tex Mars of Bible Home Church, and it's great visiting with you and sharing the Word of God. You know, we're going to have another segment of our continuing series, The Two Jerusalems. A lot of people say, well, I've never heard of that. Alexander Hislop, the very famous and wonderful Christian bishop, Anglican bishop of Great Britain, wrote a book many years ago, in fact, I think it was 1832, called The Two Babylons. But some people say, well, what is the Two Jerusalems? That's a new one. Well, it has a lot of meaning. The Bible talks about the new Jerusalem. A lot of people don't seem to understand there's a new Jerusalem. Even Christians, many are exalting the old earthy Jerusalem. They seem to be so ignorant of the Bible, they've never heard of the new Jerusalem. But as a matter of fact, it's mentioned several times in the New Testament. Oh, they need to get out of concordance and find out about the new Jerusalem. Even the book of Revelation talks about the new Jerusalem, and what a mighty place that is. Well, we're going to be talking about it. You'll want to know more about the new Jerusalem and then that earthy place that, well, a lot of people don't know this, but God spiritually names earthly Jerusalem as Sodom and Egypt. Oh my, you couldn't get any worse than that, could you? Sodom and Egypt. That's hell on earth is the only way I can describe Sodom and Egypt. But that's what God calls Jerusalem in the last days. Why? Because the people of that city, of that nation, are so perverted. They actually kill the two witnesses sent by God. Now, I'm not going to reveal any more because we're going to get into that in great depth in just a moment. But before we do, I'd love to hear from you, even if you don't have any money. If you have a prayer request, please let us know. It's a privilege to pray for you. We'd be glad to do so. Now, we have some beautiful music for you, as we always do. This is a wonderful number by the 101 Strings Orchestra. The 101 Strings Orchestra. It's an old standard. I think you'll enjoy this tune. And then after that, we'll have our continuing series, The Two Jerusalems. I'm Pastor Tex Mars.
Everything to God in prayer. listen to what Zechariah said, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The Lord stated, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all people round about. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. In that all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all of the people of the earth be gathered together against it." I think there's two meanings here. There's a great double meaning. One is the earthly Jerusalem. You mess with it. You burden yourself with it. And it will be a cup of trembling to you. You'll never be at ease with this earthly, devilish city. It'll be a burdensome stone, and you'll be cut to pieces. Now listen to me. There's another city you burden yourself with. You're going to be cut to pieces. And that is the heavenly Jerusalem. There are people out there who make it their life goal to destroy the living stones, that is the Christians, the bride of Christ, who make up the heavenly, holy, new city of Jerusalem. They want to destroy us, and I'm talking about the Jewish ADL, the Jewish ACLU, and many other groups. There's the American Atheist Foundation, and there's Islamic groups, and many others who just hate Christians. The Hollywood set. Oh, we could go on and on talking about those people. You know who they're really hating? They're hating those who comprise and make up the great city of heavenly Jerusalem, the Lord's bride. They're burdening themselves with us. They wish to cast us down. They wish to destroy us and totally erase all vestiges of Christianity from this earth. And because they've done so, even though there's a siege going on against us, even though all of the people of the earth be gathered together against us, we who are Christians, I'm telling you, they will be cut to pieces. And we, Christianity and Christians, are going to be the very center of world controversy forever. Just as the earthly city of Jerusalem has become a center of world controversy, so are Christians who make up heavenly Jerusalem. I tell you, there's many Christians. For one thing, I have a man, I'm not even going to mention his name because I'm praying for him so much. But he wrote about me in his so-called prophetic newspaper. And I get the newspaper and I enjoy some of the articles in it. I really do. But oh, he was so upset at me because I preach what is the true about Jerusalem. And he got so upset about me doing that because he thinks that earthly Jerusalem should be exalted. Okay? He's one of the few that admits there's two Jerusalems, but he says earthly Jerusalem too should be exalted. And then he makes a statement that I cannot believe. It just broke my heart. He said that when Jesus returns, he will judge us. Judge the nations, which means all of us. He will judge us on what our attitude was toward the earthly Jerusalem. If you love and want to protect and preserve and care and build up the earthly Jerusalem, then God will look favorably on you and will judge you accordingly. But if you do not, if you oppose it or criticize it, then says this prophecy teacher, God will judge you harshly. You know, friends, what broke my heart is when Jesus Christ comes and judges, he's not going to judge based on some city here on earth. It doesn't matter how much you love Washington, D.C., or Jerusalem, Israel, or Baghdad, Iraq, or Cairo, Egypt, or Rome, Italy. It doesn't matter how much you hate them or love them. It's, did you know Jesus Christ? What was your attitude toward him? That's what you're going to be judged on. And this man has made an idol of a city here on earth. He's made an idol of it and said, God will judge you based on what you think and do toward this city. That's not true. God is going to judge you, my friend, based on what you do about his son, Jesus. Not what you think or do about some city here on earth. Those are just passing. In fact, Peter said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. What good is it going to do you to build up any earthly city? They're just passing. Don't you know, my friend, you're not a citizen of earthly Jerusalem if you know Jesus. You're not even a citizen of one of the 50 states of America, or if you're listening to me from overseas, Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, wherever you're from, you're not a citizen there. You're a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. But if you want to reject your citizenship, if you want to renounce your heavenly calling and citizenship, then go ahead and do it. And God will blot your name out of the book of life. Because it says here that he will indeed cut you to pieces if you burden yourself with Jerusalem. I don't burden myself. I just accept the fact that the bride of Christ is the new Jerusalem. And we're going to be descending out of from heaven. And we'll find out more about that. You know, there was a man back around 363 A.D. He was a emperor of Rome. His name was Julian. His parents raised him as Christians. They did. See, by that year, 363 A.D., the Roman Empire had turned nominally Christian. There were still some pagan aspects, but many had become Christians. Some would say, well, the Catholic Church was in that. It really wasn't Christian. But there were many Christians as well. And Emperor Julian attained the throne. And he hated the religion of his youth. He hated what his parents had taught him about Christ Jesus. And he said, I will not be a Christian. And so history has recorded him with a title. He is called Emperor Julian the Apostate. Or simply Julian the Apostate. Now let me tell you what his hatred caused him to do. Remember, the Bible said, whosoever shall burden themselves with Jerusalem shall be cut in pieces. Well, he sure did. And you know what? Just to spite the Christians, he said, I'm going to restore the city of Jerusalem to its glory. I'm going to send builders and architects and soldiers to protect them. And I'm going to tell the Jews, let us return to the city of Jerusalem, and we're going to rebuild your temple for you. Yes, Israel shall come again as a earthly creation and entity. I will build your temple. I, Julian, simply because he despised Christians. And many Christians believe that since Jesus had torn down the temple, that never again would a godly temple be built in the earthly city of Jerusalem. But Julian the Apostate says, we shall see about that. I am emperor, the great Roman emperor, the Caesar, and we shall rebuild the temple. Now, friends, if you don't believe what I'm going to tell you now happened, I want you to go to your encyclopedia. Whatever it is, Collier's Encyclopedia, Encyclopedia Americana, Encyclopedia Britannica, it doesn't matter. You go up or you go to your library and you look up the history of what happened during the reign of Julian the Apostate as Emperor of Rome. For it was on May the 20th, 363 A.D., as the stones were all piled up and readied to build, and very expensive wood had been purchased and stacked up, and they had the metal, the iron, and the everything was ready to go. The nails, everything, the plans were all set to go. And the Jews of Jerusalem, many had returned because of Julian favoring them over the Christians. And they were rejoicing they would build their temple, which the Christians had said would never be rebuilt until the time for Jesus to return was at hand. The temple would begin now, they said, but suddenly something very dramatic occurred. Without warning, about the third hour of the night, the streets of Jerusalem began to tremble. They began to buckle. A great earthquake occurred, but that wasn't all. The ground actually began to crack. And there on the Temple Mountain, a crack occurred, and out of the fissures, smoke began. And then sulfurous smoke. And then flames began to leap up from the mountain. And all of the materials they had stacked there to build were totally destroyed, went up in flames. And a number of people perished and lost their life in the great earthquake and fire of 363. And it so frightened the Jews, and even Julian, as hard a heart as he had, was shocked and bewildered that they put off building that temple. Never tried again. Can you imagine? Was that not God? The Bible says, if a calamity befalls a city, did not God do it? You remember that when you think about September 11th, 9/11, when calamity befell New York City. The Bible says, if calamity befalls a city, did God not do it? Now listen to me. I want you to understand the position of the Jews and why that these things happened to their temple and why it has happened to them as a nation and why there are two Jerusalems. One for the people of Jesus and one for those who reject him. Jesus told the Jews about the great nation they wanted. The temple would be the centerpiece of it there on the mountain in the city of Jerusalem. Earthly Jerusalem would be exalted and become a great nation again. In fact, the very first prime minister of Great Britain, of Israel, the modern day Israel, David Ben-Gurion, was asked by a popular magazine in the early 50s what would be the future of the world. And he said, I see Jerusalem becoming the world capital. I see the Supreme Court of the nation of Israel will be the Supreme Court of the whole world. That was his prediction. Jerusalem to be exalted. The kingdom of the whole world from Jerusalem. Earthly Jerusalem. But here's what Jesus said about that. It may be the kingdom of the whole world. It may become that. But it's not going to be the kingdom of God. Matthew 21 verse 43, Jesus told the Jews, therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. I want to repeat that again. He told the Jews who exalted Jerusalem and called it the great city. They called it holy. He didn't. The kingdom of God shall be taken away from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. What nation? The nation made up of his chosen people. I'm going to prove that to you a little bit. Listen to what Isaiah had prophesied. Jesus said these things. He pronounced it, but it was very prophetic because Isaiah 65 verse 15, here was the warning to Jerusalem. And to the Jews, by Isaiah, the prophet, and ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Lord God shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. It was in Antioch that the people of God were first called Christians through the preaching of the apostles. And the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. My friend, the new Jerusalem is the bride of Christ. And there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And they're going to take the place of the old. And as far as those Jews who have rejected Christ, their name will be a curse unto God's chosen. And who are God's chosen? Well, they're Abraham's seed. And who are Abraham's seed? Galatians 3 verse 29 says, if ye be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. But as for those whose names are a curse, who rejected God, who called for Jesus to be slain, he shall slay them. And he will call his servants by another name. Christian.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.